In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from Mark, the 6th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when it comes to math, our Lord is generous. There's always more than enough. In his division of 5 loaves and 2 fish, he feeds over 5,000 people. Where we would run for a scale, weighing out an ounce and a half of bread or a quarter ounce of fish, giving each saying, "That's enough for you," our Lord keeps on giving and giving and giving, so much so that even the last and biggest stomach was full. All ate, all were satisfied. No one needed to take from one another. No one was rushed, no one begged, no one fought over food. There was plenty to go around, more than enough. 12 baskets full of leftovers, one for each disciple. Hence, with Jesus, there's no simple calculation. It's never this for that. You've got this much hunger, then you get that much food. Or we've got this many loaves and that many fish, so you get this amount and no more. And more importantly yet, it's never, you've got this much sin, so you get this much forgiveness. With Jesus, the math is always generous. There's always more than enough, more than you need, more than you can keep inside your cup. Soon and repeatedly, it overflows. It keeps on giving so that all thought of calculating what's fair or right or yours is left behind. All you have is Him going on and giving more and more and more. Until there are even so much as leftovers. That's Jesus. And that hand that took up the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish, the hands that blessed them before this great meal, the hands that gave out this bread as a gift, a miraculous gift, a more than enough gift, are the hands also of Calvary, the hands that bear the nails and the hands from which the blood flows. Calvary, you know, was also unfair. The math wasn't quite right. The sinless one was credited with the sins of the whole world. He took your sins and mine upon himself. Selfishness, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, gossip, slander, pride, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and foolishness. And all the sinners of the world, you and me included, were credited with the righteousness and holiness of this one man. The cross. The death of this Jesus happened so that you would not receive what is fair, what you and I deserve. Jesus didn't get out his calculator while walking to the cross. He didn't do one last tally to see who's in and who's out, whose sins are great and whose aren't. Our Lord did the whole bit just for you. His love didn't count the cost. There were no measurements. There were no scales. No counting. No math. Just Jesus stretching out his arms in love and joy, paying for your sins, all the while praying, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. And the blood that poured out of his hands and his side that day is what he uses to cleanse you, to purify you, to forgive you, to wash you, to feed you, to nourish you. There aren't 5,000 gathered in this room right now today, but there are well over 5,000 receiving this body and this blood of Christ today. With Jesus, there's always more. More giving, more feeding, more nourishment, more life. With Jesus, the math's always just a bit off. His forgiveness comes more than we'd expect, more than we deserve, more than what is fair. And whatever is yours, whatever you have, whatever calculations you may have made, whatever works you may have done, whatever thoughts and decisions you've had, they are never enough. They're simply 5 loaves and 2 fish. But placed into the hands of our Lord Jesus, into his life-giving, sin-forgiving, blood-cleansing hands, they quickly become more than enough. With this Jesus, whose math is abundantly generous, and who doesn't calculate what is fair or rightly yours, you'll see this miracle today. Again and again and again. You will see the sins that you thought were too heavy to be lifted, lifted off of you and cast off as far as the east is from the west. You will see the stain that you thought could not be removed or wiped away, made clean and pure by the cleansing blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You'll see the math, the measurements, the calculations are all just a bit off. Because with Christ, there's always more than enough. He's the good shepherd who feeds us beside still waters, who restores our soul and fills our cups so that they overflow. All of this comes not from calculating what we deserve, what is right, what is fair, but out of his mercy, his love, his compassion. And this feeding takes place wherever Jesus happens to be, wherever the gospel is dished out, wherever sins are forgiven, wherever the cross is preached and the blood that flowed from his veins are given out for you to eat and to drink. Wherever that is, there is Jesus. So, dear saints of the living God, Jesus is here again today. Dear saints of the living God, rejoice and give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy and love endures forever. Amen.